or a fling?
Aye, and don't forget the old crab at McDougal, when she caught his gaze with a stern look. He gave her a wink and a laugh. Actually, there are a handful more people our age. My good friend Ian and his fiancée Kat aren't far from here. She's also American, by the way.
Well, I'm glad I have more options than just crab at McDougal. But you can't tell me you're actually single.
If he were in the States, the women would be fighting for him hand over fist. Nice, smart, good-looking, successful and straight. It was a rare combination in her book. He shrugged and threw a smile her way. Had a lass when I lived in the city, but it ended when I decided to come back home and start my veterinary practice. Wasn't serious, though, and she was off to London before I'd even finished packing my bags. What about yourself? Surely you've left hordes of heartbroken lads pining after you.
Nope. No one left behind with a broken heart. I haven't stayed in one place long enough to really bother, and relationships always seem far too complicated.
She wouldn't mention how she'd given her heart to Stephen, and even agreed to marry him, only to find him screwing her roommate when a flight landed early.
I'm hoping to stay put this time around.
Well, it makes me a happy man to hear you'll be settling down in our wee little village. He gave her another sideways glance and a smile. And since your choices are old crab at McDonald, cantankerous Connell, and lovable old me, I'm liking my odds. She burst out laughing.
You know, you really are.